This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. When I was very little, there was no televisions or computers. We had radio. And every day, at 1:45 in the afternoon, on the radio, a program would come and it was called Listen with Mother. And it reminded me of Pick a Tale. Well, this week we have some wonderful stories, animal ones again, because if you remember rightly, I said we would look and find animal stories. This one is A Perfect Wonderful Day with Friends by Philip Vecker. And it's such a super little story. I really hope you're going to enjoy it. It's got lots of different animals in. Some live in New Zealand and some don't. It's all really about Raccoon. Raccoon is in his house and he's terribly bored. An exciting book or some exercise often helps him. And if this doesn't work out and he feels very gloomy, he might bake an apple cake. Or sometimes he thinks cooking is the answer. But on this particular day, he was out of eggs. "I'll just pop over to Fox's house," thinks Raccoon. Fox always has eggs because she has chickens. Fox is hard at work. "What are you doing?" asks Raccoon. "The rain's coming in here," says Fox. "I have to repair the roof, but I can't quite reach it." "Let's go to Badger's house," says Raccoon. "He has everything, including a ladder, I'm sure." The two friends set off for Badger's house. "Perfect," thinks Raccoon. "A walk with Fox will do me good." Badger is deep in thought. He's racking his brains over a crossword puzzle. "Honey, insect, three letters. What could that be?" he asks. "When it comes to honey, you need to ask Bear," says Fox. "Come on then, let's all go to Bear's house." Raccoon, Fox and Badger stroll over the fields towards the forest where Bear lives. On the way, they find a blackberry bush. "Perfect," thinks Fox. "A nice picnic with Badger and Raccoon." But when they get to Bear's house, oh, he's not home. But Crow knows where she went. "She's gone to the river," says the bird. Raccoon, Fox, Badger and Crow, who flies along with them, go to the river. "Perfect," thinks Badger. "A climbing expedition with Raccoon, Fox and Crow." They find Bear on the riverbank, fishing. Bear is delighted to see her friends. "Oh, what a surprise! Any bites?" asks Fox. "Not yet," says Bear. "What are you fishing for?" Raccoon asks. "Perch," says Bear. "With a spinner, a blinker or a wobbler?" asks Crow, sounding very, very knowledgeable. "With a worm," says Bear. "But I haven't had a nibble." They all wait a while. "Perfect," thinks Crow. "A fishing trip with Raccoon, Badger, Fox and Bear." They wait and wait, but nothing happens. The fish just aren't biting today. "Could you try a different bait?" Badger suggests. "Maybe a blackberry." "Preposterous," says Bear. "Patience is all we need." Well, Badger doesn't actually have a clue about fishing. Not sure about patience either. Fox has no patience at all, of course. "I'll catch a perch with my bare paws," strips off all his clothes and dives into the water. Fox tries hardest, but she just can't catch the fish, who just jumps away. The water looks very inviting that Raccoon, Badger and Crow dive in too, followed by Bear. "Oh, the water is such fun." "Oh well, perfect," thinks Bear. "A swim with my friends, Raccoon, Fox, Badger and Crow. What could be better?" They dry out their fur and feathers in the warm sun, and between them they work out the trickiest crossword clues. It's beginning to get darker, so as evening falls, the five friends head for home. They still have a few things to do. Borrowing Badger's ladder is important. That's the first thing they have to do, and they carry it all the way to Fox's house, where Fox mends his roof. Fox then fetches some eggs from his chicken run. And at last, they can bake an apple cake at Raccoon's house. One for Fox, one for Raccoon, one for Badger, one for Crow, and one for Bear. And as Bear have the biggest appetites, they have to actually make two. Oh, what a wonderful evening. What a perfect, wonderful day. As the sun begins to set. And truly, it's so good to have a day with your friends, doing all sorts of things and having lots and lots of fun. I hope you enjoyed that story today. I thought it was pretty good. Welcome to Pick a Tale. I wonder if you believe that sometimes toys can become alive, especially when it's 12 o'clock at night and everyone is sound asleep. Well, this story is all about a bear who meets some very, very old bears, but it has a very interesting story to it. Jessica's bear was a happy bear. Every day she played with him, and sometimes she would go round to her grandma's house. Grandma had lots of interesting things because she was very old. Jessica liked to play with these things. Sometimes she would pretend she was in another country and dress up. And Grandma had a large box. "Oh, that's my chest," she'd say. When I was young, we would go on a boat to visit different countries and we would take a sea chest with us full of things. "Can I look inside?" said Jessica with Teddy. "Of course you can," said Grandma. And before long, Grandma was asleep in her chair. Jessica opened the box. There was all sorts of strange things there, different clothes and hats. They smelt a bit musty. But right at the bottom were two toy bears. They looked quite old. One had a sort of funny suit on that looked a bit like a sailor. The other one had a waistcoat with a watch inside. Very old watch. Of course, it wasn't real. It was a toy. Jessica pulled the bears out. "Well, well, 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 well," she said. "I wonder if these were Grandma's bears." She wanted to ask Grandma, but Grandma was sound asleep. "I wonder if I could take them home with me." Soon there was a knock on the door and it was Mummy. Grandma woke up. "Oh, we've had a lovely time playing," said Grandma. "What have you got there, Jessica?" "I found these bears at the bottom of your chest." "Oh, yes," she said. "I had them when I was your age. I'd almost forgotten about them. One was meant to be a sailor bear. And the other was meant to be a very wise bear with a waistcoat and who could tell the time. Well, what would you like to do? Could I take them home with me?" said Jessica. "Of course you can," said Grandma. "I think they might need a bit of fresh air." Well, the bears were most surprised when they stepped out the door into the sunlight and they went into something very strange. It wasn't a box. It wasn't a bicycle, but it did have wheels. They looked at each other and wondered what it was. "Hurry up and get in the car, Jessica," said Jessica's mother. "A car?" they said. "What's a car?" And they looked at Jessica's teddy, whose eyes were just booming and wanting to burst with information. He couldn't wait for them to get back to his house. Well, Jessica brought the old bears in. She gave them a bit of a brush because they were a little bit grubby. Then she sat them at the end of her bed with her own teddy. She had tea and played, and then it was time for bed. The three bears sat in a row. And then, at 12 o'clock, when the moon was up and the sun had gone down, the bears woke up. "Oh, how thank you so much for finding us," said the two old bears. "We've been in that box for a long time. What was that thing we came here in?" "It's a car," said Teddy. "Everybody has a car these days. There are seats in it, and it has an engine. And Jessica's mother drives us everywhere. We go to the park, we go to the shops, we go to the sea." "How exciting," said the bears. "Could we go and see it?" "Of course we can. It sits in a garage. Come. Jessica's teddy took them off the bed, through the door, out past the kitchen, and through another door into the garage. And there was the bright, shiny car. Oh, they climbed up inside. "Oh, aren't these seats wonderful?" They could see it had a radio, but it wasn't switched on. "Well, how does it go?" they said. "Well, first of all, you have to lift this big door up by pressing this button." And the garage door went brrrr, and up came. "Then you have to climb into the driver's seat," which Jessica's teddy did. "You two have to sit at the back and put these belts on in case you fall out." Well, of course, the belts were rather big, but Sailor Teddy and Waistcoat Teddy did exactly what they were told. Then Jessica's teddy clicked and clicked, and suddenly it moved. It moved backwards. "How do you know how to drive it?" "Oh, I watch all the time," said Jessica's teddy. "It's an electric car. You just have to press this button here that's shiny, and it just does its thing." He went backwards and backwards and backwards down the drive and bump onto the road. He turned the steering wheel, which was a little bit tricky, but he managed, and then off they went. "Oh, where are we going?" "Let's go to the park," said Jessica's teddy. It was, of course, midnight and very dark, so Jessica's teddy knew to put lights on. They got to the park gates and he stopped it. Everybody got out. "Oh, what an amazing park!" The teddies had fun. They went on the slide and the swings. They went on the roundabout. They went on the flying fox. Oh, they were really quite tired and starting to get quite hungry. "Oh, I think it's time to go back now." Back they went to the car and climbed in. Jessica's teddy was very clever. He knew exactly what to do. And before long, they were back in the garage. But when they went to put the door down, there seemed to be a bit of a problem. The button just would not press. "Oh dear, I don't suppose it matters," said Teddy. "We better get inside." "I'm really hungry," said the other two bears. "That's okay," said Jessica's Teddy. "We'll see what's in the fridge." "Fridge? What's a fridge?" "Well, it's like a big sort of cupboard, and it's cold and it keeps food nice and fresh." They went to the fridge and opened it. "Oh, look," said the Sailor Teddy. "I can see some nice jam." "Oh, so can I," said the Waistcoat Teddy. Jessica's Teddy picked up the jam and put it on the bench. And before long, there were three paws going in and out of it. "Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy," they said. And then it had all disappeared. "We better put the jar back anyway," said Jessica's teddy, which he did, and he closed the fridge door. They crept up into bed and sat exactly where they were when Jessica left them. In the morning, when the moon gone down and the sun came up, Jessica looked. "That's funny," she said. "Those bears look a little bit different this morning." "Well, it's lovely to have Grandma's bears. We're going to have such fun. I think I'll take them to the park and see if Mummy can drive us." I don't think I could walk all that way with three bears, said Jessica to herself. She got her hairbrush out and fluffed up her bear. Then she fluffed up Sailor Bear. Then she fluffed up Waistcoat Bear. I'm going to have to think of some names for you, she said. And she went to give them a big hug and said, Gosh, I think you smell of strawberry jam. How very strange. Let's go down for breakfast. When she got down for breakfast, her mum, though, looked very worried. Do you know, Jessica, I'm so sure that I shut that garage door last night. But I couldn't have done because it's open. We're so lucky that nothing happened. I must go and get the electrician and tell him to come and check on the button that closes the door. Now, would you like some toast and jam? Yes, please, said Jessica. I'd love jam on toast. She popped her teddy bears up on the bench. Oh, my goodness me, said Jessica's mother. What's happened to the jam? I'm sure it was full yesterday. I only made it the other day. Yes, said Jessica. It was just the other day when we picked all those blackberries and you made delicious blackberry jam. I wonder where it went. And then Jessica said to herself, that's what I could smell on the bears. And she went up and looked at them, but their beady eyes just stared into space and they said absolutely nothing. So I don't think I'm going to tell anybody, and I hope you're going to keep the bear secret too. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. Welcome to Pick a Tale. Well, in the last story we had a bear, and all the stories now today will have a bear in them. Quite a long time ago, a publishing house called The Walker decided to put lots of bear stories together, and I thought you might like to have a little listen to some of them. The first one is called This is the Bear and the Picnic Lunch, and it's by Sarah Hayes. This is the boy who packed a lunch of sandwiches, crisps, and an apple to crunch. This is the bear who guarded the box while the boy went to find his shoes and his socks. This is the dog who sneaked past the chair towards the lunch and the brave guarded bear. The bear was a beautiful teddy bear with a scarf around his neck. This is the bear, though, who had his eyes half closed, and do you know he didn't notice the dog with a black nose? And then finally the bear who was sound asleep when the dog performed a great big leap onto the table and down to the floor and off to hide behind the door. And all that he left of the picnic lunch was an empty box and an apple to crunch. Poor bear was so surprised. So when the boy, who looked everywhere for his lunch and his dog and his brave guarded bear, and the boy who heard a munch of a dog and a bear eating picnic lunch behind a door. My goodness me! The boy thought it was so sweet that he found it quite funny to see them peep. Now the boy packed a new lunch of sandwiches, crisps, and an apple to crunch. And the bear said, Haven't you guessed? I think indoor picnics are the best while it rains outside. So they all sit by the window. Bear is given a sandwich, the dog some crisps, and there's still that apple to crunch. What fun it is to have a bear to play with every day. And it can't be cross when a bear is so cuddly, don't you think? Can you think of words that rhyme with crunch and lunch? It's always fun to play around with them. Why don't you find a bear? Maybe you have one, or you could get one from the toy library. Let's just think of your favourite little toy that's cuddly and that you could snuggle in and listen to stories with. Well, that was a very short tale, but there's more to come. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This is called The Deep, and it's by a wonderful Australian writer called Tim Winton. He actually writes mainly for adults, but this is a wonderful children's story. Picture golden sand and warm sky. Alice lived by the sea, and she played every day in the sand dunes and on the beach near her house. Even though she was the youngest in her family, she wasn't really scared of anything. She didn't mind spiders. They didn't bother her. She wasn't scared of the dark, and she didn't really worry if it was thundering and lightning. In fact, she was a very brave young girl. But one thing she wasn't so keen on was the water. She didn't really like going down into it. She didn't really like the deep. Every morning, Alice's family went down to the jetty for a swim. Her mum would dive in and scoot around like a torpedo. Her dad made huge belly flops and wet everybody, even the seagulls in the air. Jess liked doing tin soldiers, and he went straight in as a stick with no splash. Harry did bombs of the top rail. Kaboom! Everybody splattered and splashed and laughed in the smooth, dark water. But somehow Alice didn't. She just watched from the jetty. The water looked beautiful. It went all green-blue out there. It was very deep, though, and because she couldn't see the bottom, she just didn't want to go near it. Every day, Harry called to her, "Come on, Alice, it's great, jump in." It did look fun. They looked like dolphins, her family. She wanted to be one of them, but no, she just couldn't make it. She couldn't convince herself. Some mornings, Alice lay on the jetty to watch a real dolphin swim by. She stretched an arm out once, and through the big smooth planks, she managed to touch it. What a beautiful feeling it was. She saw schools of whitebait racing. She watched jellyfish float. She picked mussels from the piles and saved them for lunch. And she hung around on the jetty, looking at lots of things. But she didn't jump in. Alice wished she could be a seagull so she could fly out over the deep and see forever. "Come on," said Harry. "Swimming's like flying. Watch this." He pulled on his mask and snorkel and glided down through the water and turning in the current like a gull on the wind. Alice could see what he meant. She wished she could be like him, but he was older than her. Sometimes Alice's dad let her piggyback out of the shallows and into the deep on his shoulders. He was like a big old horse swimming. She held on so tight and she actually closed her eyes. "It's okay, Alice," everyone said. "You can do it." But she wouldn't go further than a shallow water, and not without Dad. She didn't want to be scared of anything, and being frightened made her very sad. "I wish I could just do it," she said. Sometimes she got sick of being frightened, and she dog-paddled around in a very shallow bit of water. She'd take a deep breath and try and dive and splash. She tried to be brave when the water began to change from green to blue, but no, she turned back. She waded to the beach and she would sit down and hug herself with her knees right up under her chin. "I wish I could go into the deep," she said. One morning, Alice was on the beach, not far from the house, just digging a little sand dune. And the dolphin that she'd stroked a few weeks before turned up right into the warm shallow. Was chasing some whitebait and a bony herring. She watched. The little fish made fountains as they leapt into the air. Some even bounced off Alice before falling back into the water. She was that close. Alice threw down her spade and went out to see if she could touch the dolphin. And then suddenly, out of the blue, it slapped the water with its tail. Alice dived in after it and chased it under the water a little way. And then the other dolphin picked her up by his nose, swerved her around, and put her on his back. She pushed her head clear of the water and paddled. She found herself going out further and further. She got close enough to giggling and panting and the dolphins just took her away. The water got bluer and bluer. They dived and leapt together. Alice held on just like she did with her father. The water was like a silk sheet around her. It felt wonderful. It felt the most wonderful feeling in the world. Then something bumped against her. It wasn't a dolphin. It was Harry. He'd popped up beside her with his snorkel on. "Told you it was easy," he said, sounding like he'd peg on his nose. "What?" said Alice. "What's easy?" "The deep. You're swimming in the deep." She couldn't believe it. Suddenly, all she could think of was the great darkness below. She began to sink, but Harry dived again and brought her up. "It was the dolphins," she said. "It was the dolphins. They helped me." "What dolphins?" said Harry. "I don't see any." And when she turned round, her whole family were there, laughing. "Come on, Alice, you've done it." She got the giggles. Well, it was the dolphins, even if they didn't believe her. She didn't even think about colour of water. She just loved it. Her arms and legs spun like wheels. They were right. It was only water. What was she frightened of? She could even see the bottom. It wasn't as deep as she thought. In fact, she realised she could swim happily. Alice grunted and puffed and scrambled all the way back to the jetty. She climbed up the safety ladder, grabbed hold of it, and then, with a huff and a puff and a giggle, she jumped. Her whole body tingled. She turned around and was back in the water with all her family. She was back to the deep, to the deep, to the deep. "How wonderful," she said. "Thank you, dolphins. Thank you for teaching me not to be scared of the deep, deep water. Thank you." Thanks for listening to Pick a Tale today.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.